Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, as many of you may know, in 2005, I left the UK. I took the view that we were slipping very quickly into a Blairite dictatorship. I was 24 years old. I thought the future is going to be worse. The future is going to be tyranny. It's going to be hell. I had a chance to get out and come to Finland, and I did. And one of the things that has changed since then, and it blows my mind, is that in Finland, in 2005, the prices of things like food were about a third more expensive than they are today. Whereas now, according to the most recent statistics, it's only about 7% more expensive in Finland than it is in the UK. And on quite a lot of things, staples and things like that, it's actually cheaper in Finland. For my own peace of mind, I want to try and understand how on earth things can have fallen apart in Britain in such a way. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Leave a like and a comment and a thing for the algorithm. It really helps if you do that. And on my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all those based content, stuff I don't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, blogs, vlogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you can support the cost of a pint of beer a month. And also, think about becoming a member of my exclusive Telegram group. Okay, now back to the video. So what on earth is going on? When I came here, I was shocked. I was shocked by the prices. Everything was about a third more expensive. Whether it was eating out in a restaurant or buying food from a shop, it was about a third more expensive in terms of food. And the cost of something like a pint of beer in a pub was double, and sometimes more than double. This has now completely changed, and my attention was drawn to a tweet by someone called James Melville, where he highlighted the cost of the Nescafe coffee, £8.75 a jar, 100-gram jar, £8.75. Beefsteak mince, 750 grams, £7.10. This is the best part of sort of €9. Boneless salmon fillet, £8. That's about sort of 10, 11 euros. A box of Special K, £4.25. These prices are ludicrous. I mean, if you live in a country that's falling apart and is full of immigrants that hate you and is descending into civil war, one good thing you can say is at least the price of food is low. At least the standard of living is all right. But you can't say that anymore. You can't say that in relation to the UK. The prices have clearly gone up by an enormous amount. And particularly if you look at, there's a very interesting website which looks at the cost of living comparison. And if you compare Finland to England, there's only very small differences. I mean, a meal at an inexpensive restaurant in Finland, £12.18, in England, £15. So it's more expensive to eat out at a relatively inexpensive restaurant in the UK. There are very small, a lot of things in the UK is only very slightly cheaper. For example, a meal at a mid-range restaurant, €69 versus €65. But that's with drinks, and alcohol is much more heavily taxed in the UK. And there are many, many other examples. Milk, £1.16 for a litre, England, £1.43. The white rice is a bit more expensive in Finland. Eggs are much more expensive in the UK. Chicken fillets are a bit cheaper in the UK. Beef or equivalent is a bit cheaper in the UK. Apples are cheaper in Finland. Oranges, for God's sake, are cheaper in Finland. You can't grow oranges here. Tomatoes are cheaper here. It's amazing how many things are cheaper here. Basic things. A packet of cigarettes, £9.57 in Finland, £17 in the UK. I mean, what an extraordinary difference. And then things like utilities. That's £110 in Finland, £240 in the UK. It's childcare. Full day preschool or kindergarten, £304 in Finland per month, £1,290 per month in the UK. these are incredible differences, but it's food that's really struck me, and that's what I want to look at. What has actually happened? How come it's narrowed so much? Food prices in the UK are so high, and there's one key reason, which is very interesting, but I want to look at the others first. Now, in Finland, the way they used to justify the high prices here are as follows. One, there are very few growing days because it's a very cold country. So obviously you have to import, you can grow much less food and you have to import more food. Two, the costs are higher precisely because it's cold and for a lot of the year and so on. There are higher costs in growing food, in maintaining shops, in doing anything of that kind. Three, it's a welfare state, so you have to tax things to get to get the money to run the welfare state. So, there, for example, there's a 14% tax on food, on most kinds of food in Finland. And four, it's a small country with a small number of people. The products are aimed at them, you know, in Finnish and so forth. That makes things expensive. And five, you just get monopolies. It's a small country, so you get a small number of groups. There's the Kesko group, there's the S group, and there's Lidl that control everything, and they can keep the prices artificially high. Essentially, there's not much competition. And when Lidl came to Finland, it forced the big groups, the S group and the K group, that control most of Finnish supermarkets, to put down their prices. They were compelled to. So those are the key reasons why the prices were high in Finland. Now, what's happened in the UK? Well, obviously, the first thing is just, unfortunately, is just Brexit. Brexit means much more paperwork and bureaucracy. Brexit means border delays. Brexit means transport compliance that didn't have to be the case before. Brexit means less competition from the EU. So it basically means British shops, British food suppliers profiteering. There is less competition from the EU, so they can afford to put up their prices, and they do put up their prices. And it means labour shortages. God knows why, because when they said there should be Brexit and so forth, they said, oh, well, we'll decide who comes and works in our country. And these people that were working on the farms and so forth were from Eastern Europe, and it seems fairly clear that the people that they're replacing them with in vast numbers from the third world are not working on the farms. They're doing things like Deliveroo, and washing cars and just not working at all. And so you would think there wouldn't be a labour shortage. How can there be a labour shortage when the UK has mass immigration from all over the place? I can only assume that I don't know why. I mean, give me your ideas in the comments. But how can there be a labour shortage when there is a constant massive import of excess labour to the UK, which is not the case in Finland? I can only assume that loads and loads of people are too stupid and lazy to engage in the labour that is necessary, or there is somehow more money involved in engaging in other forms of labour. So somehow there is a labour shortage. Secondly, the pound is weakened. Because of, I mean, this is just implies there's intrinsic problems with the UK economy and it's badly run. Which I would expect it to be badly run, because intelligence is lower on average in the UK than in Finland. And that means far more very stupid people at one tail and far fewer very clever people at the other tail. So you would expect a badly run, incompetent society, and increasingly compared to Finland, where there's a 3 IQ point difference. And that does all kinds of interesting things at the tails. I mean, 3 IQ points is going to sort of double the percent of people that have an IQ of below 70. So you've got a much stupider society, increasingly so, that is importing immigration and so forth, and you would expect this to happen. And it has been devalued since 2005. The pound has been devalued by something like 45%. I mean, I think it was two-thirds. It was a euro 66 pence in 2005, and there was a time when they were parity. And now that it's a small difference. So the value of the pound obviously means that purchasing things and importing them into the society is more expensive. 45% of British food is imported, which is astonishing. I mean, what kind of self-respecting society with lots of farmland imports 45% of its food? But 45% of British food is imported, and it is imported based on a weak pound that can't buy very much. And so the result of that, obviously, is that food becomes more expensive. COVID seems to have had a much worse impact on the UK than in other countries. For example, in Finland, they only locked down Helsinki. Helsinki was the absurdly, densely populated, decadent, Western European kind of a place, brimming with ambitious, unfinished, you know, internationally influenced people. I mean, it's the in Finland, I have to tell you, it's the vilest people every generation from everywhere in Finland. The ambitious, superficial, gold digging, you know, materialistic vermin. Every generation that make their way from the provinces to Helsinki. It's people like that. That's who goes to Helsinki. Loads and loads of them in vast numbers every generation. It sucks them in. And so, of course, then they, this was the area that was locked down. We all got a text message saying if you were outside Helsinki, you may not come in. And if you were inside Helsinki, you may not go out. So there wasn't the problem of lockdown here. There was, in northern Finland, they shut the schools for a few weeks and they shut down the pubs for a while and things like this. But otherwise, you could basically just get on with your life. So COVID was a much bigger problem in the UK. The next problem is the issue of Russia, which is that Finland, sensibly, as it's next to Russia and fears being invaded by it and hates it, is obviously not going to rely on Russian gas. It would be stupid for Finland to rely on Russian gas, to rely on gas from their enemy at their border who invaded them within living memory and took away 10% of their territory. But England does rely on gas, and it does rely on foreign gas, and as I understand it, gas at least indirectly from Russia. Obviously, with the war, price of gas goes up, there's less gas, and so this is going to make everything much more expensive as well. So gas is the next issue. The next issue is just that there's a sort of an economy that is based around, and this is the really fundamental issue, where the margins are wafer thin. So what you had in Finland was a series of monopolies with large margins that made large profits. So you can regard this as corrupt. It probably is corrupt. It kept food prices artificially high. But they have large margins, and therefore they can absorb shocks. What you have in... And there's a small level of competition, a small number of supermarkets. What you have in the UK is very high levels of competition. Lots of different supermarkets all competing with each other, which forces them to push their prices down as low as possible, which means that their margins are wafer thin and they are absolutely reliant on nothing going wrong. You have a very fragile system that is reliant on, you know, A to B and nothing going wrong, so that those wafer thin margins can be maintained and so that a profit can be maintained. Now, once something goes wrong, such as Brexit, from the perspective of these people, such as the war in Russia, such as a bad harvest, then you're absolutely screwed. You can't absorb the shocks, and you are forced to pass on. You've no backup. You've no backup to rely upon to get you through the bad times. You've no savings, and you are forced to pass on the price rises to the consumer, and so prices go up. And this has all happened over a relatively quick period of about 10 years, and particularly in the last sort of 5 or 6 years. And then added to that, there is the obvious problem of just importing criminality into the country, which means that you get more theft. And the only way that you can deal with that theft, it's seen all over the place now in parts of the UK, you know, them putting electric tags on really quite basic goods. And this, of course, itself costs money, and you're still going to get theft anyway. And the police are so woke in a way that they are not in Finland that they won't do anything about theft. They won't even bother. They won't even bother dealing with it. And so the only solution to absorb the shock of the thieving culture that has developed in the UK as a consequence of immigration and dysgenics is to put the prices up. and something has shifted in the culture where we suddenly move into a political correctness that's so extreme that we don't even deal with crime, and the police are so overwhelmed with other kinds of crime, and the police are themselves highly politically correct and are therefore busy prosecuting people for naughty words when they should be prosecuting people for actual stealing. But this is such a woke society that the naughty words are the ultimate heresy and they're the worst thing possible, and so therefore prices have to go up to deal with that as well. So there's this perfect storm in terms of food prices in the UK, which has come together to mean that they are ridiculously high. And particularly in the old days, 20 years ago, yes, the price of rents were higher, than much higher than, not as high, but much higher. Now, of course, you have the mass immigration, which means there isn't enough housing, they're not building enough housing and enough infrastructure to cope with the mass immigration. And so then you have even higher rents combined with an even higher cost of food and thus a much lower standard of living. And it's absolutely preposterous. And it's what happens in the winter of civilization. It's what happens at the end. That people's relative deprivation is so high that they can't bear it anymore. They can't stand it anymore. Do you remember when you'd think nothing of having roast beef on a Sunday? Like in the 90s or the noughties, you'd think nothing of having roast beef on a Sunday. Nothing at all. Think of how expensive a joint of beef is. Now, admittedly, it's even more expensive in Finland because we don't really farm cows in Finland. There's not many cows. But in England, it was the tradition, the norm, to have roast beef, to have steak, to have these kinds of things. This was normal. I was at a restaurant in the UK recently, and a steak and chip, and it wasn't even a middle-range restaurant in Wimbledon, steak and chips was £32. It would be cheaper in Finland. It would have been cheaper in Finland. It would have been about €32 for the same thing. So that's what's going on. And I can only hope that something snaps. Surely something must snap, because we cannot accept a situation where it's like South Africa, where standards of living go down. And that is what is happening in the UK, clearly, based on food. I hope that was a bit of interest, and tally-ho and all that. And goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?